Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Stephen Anderson there?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Grace, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Was that a probably or definitely?
It's a most definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
19.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or a mixed race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through them really quick, and then we can match it. The first one is improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms. You can choose up to two.
Well, immigration for sure. And K-12 public schools.
So improving K-12 public school education and immigration and border security.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
And is that a strong approve or somewhat approve?
Strong.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And now, thinking about race relations in America, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard about that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Taylor Swift.
Uh, 80.
Donald Trump.
100.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
The Democratic Party.
0.
The NAACP.
Say that one more time.
The NAACP.
Never heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. Ron DeSantis.
That would be like a 60.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
62.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Disagree.
And is that a
Because they already were established civil rights in the 70s and even earlier.
So would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
I disagree with the statement.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the next one is, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I strongly agree.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
I a little bit agree.
So is that a somewhat agree? Or?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I strongly agree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And now I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time and your kindness. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're about to be finished. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more. The first one is Statement A. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was Statement A. Now, Statement B is the following. some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
I strongly agree with statement A.
So will that be somewhat more A or much more A?
Much more A.
Thank you. Now I'm going to leave you a list of things that some people say are being undermined or in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree this is being undermined or under threat. And 0 means you do not think it is being undermined or under threat. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a fair and equitable court system.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
A strong military.
10.
Secure borders.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Affordable health care.
9.
Thank you. Now, and right around the corner to finishing the survey, I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, and a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement. A 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
10.
And the next one is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2022.
And in grades? I'm going to read you some categories. So tell me when we get to your category. Was it 1 to 11th grade? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. How often did you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
More.
Once, twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.